The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. And welcome to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of the Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Barrington's show. Thank you for tuning in. This is a beautiful Sunday afternoon here in Ontario, Canada, where we broadcast from. You're listening to Barrington on realityradio101.com. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing part of your day with me. We aim to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. In a short note, wake up. Realize you're limitless. Realize that you are the God that exists. You are in charge. You are the driver. You are the one who makes all the decisions for you. You connect yourself to a higher level of spirituality and connect yourself to all that there is. Connect yourself to a part of the great wave, which you are. Our existence here on this planet is to serve a purpose. And by connecting to our spirituality and connecting to our guides, we will be able to find that purpose. And we could fulfill the life that we were supposed to have long before we were told are guided or trained by our families and our culture and others around us, other entities around us. So we are here to wake up and realize who we are. And in doing so, once you've accomplished that, you will find that purpose and then you will deliver the message, act out that purpose, whatever it may be. You might have been the one that came here to revolutionize the way we live, to cure the diseases, to teach us how to be one, act as one, and live as one family, and you will have a greater opportunity of reaching that goal once you know who you are, once you wake up, once you connect to your spiritual guide, once you've learned that you're limitless, once you know that all these things become available to your existence because of your new knowledge, because of your new strength, because of your new power. Wake up. This is the call. If you're hearing me, it's not by coincidence because these things don't exist. You are searching and you have found. Wake up and realize that you are the entity that exists and the God that is existing, and you are the governor of your own self. Wake up. The answers that you seek will be given to you. The questions that you ask will be answered. Every question has an answer. If there wasn't an answer, there wouldn't have been a question. Usually, a lot of the people that we ask these questions to, they will say, I don't know. And you may stop yourself by saying, maybe it's not supposed to be known. But if you connect, when you connect, if you connect to the spiritual existence and you become more spiritually guided by this existence on this planet while you're in a body, you too will be exposed to all the wisdom and all the knowledge that exists. It's a matter of waking up. It's a matter of taking that step. It's a matter of you realizing that there is a lot more to you than was previously told or you've realized on your own. You are limitless. This is an opportunity for you to wake up and tap into the source and tap into your higher self, raise yourself to a higher level of consciousness. This is that opportunity for you to seek the greatness that you are. This is done on your own. Nobody could tell you how to do it, and nobody can tell you what your purpose is until you find who you are. You will find your purpose. Wake up. This is the call. Wake up. If you are here, you are searching. If you're searching again, you now know that there's a lot more. You may have always known that there was a lot more because you've questioned that from your any time that you've realized it, you've questioned it. Is there more to you? Absolutely. And at one point, you would have known all. But somewhere through the growth process, we've become camouflaged. The information that was to give, that was there, that is available for us has been, well, no, it's still in the same place. We were redirected from it. We were redirected from the information that is our instinctual guide. And how do we react? And how are we supposed to behave? And how are we supposed to act among others? We were redirected. This is that opportunity for you to tap into your spiritual higher self and learn that you are the entity that everybody else is calling the great Satan, the great Messiah, Allah, God, Krishna, Buddha, however you want to name him. When we speak, when we meditate, when we try our best to communicate with these entities or their entity, we're connecting to ourselves. And we are speaking to the same source. There is only one source, much like there's only one ocean, but we've divvied it up and named it different names. But there is only one source. So whoever you communicate with would be the same entity, source, all that there is, that I communicate with and everybody else that you know. When you're doing your connection, your spiritual connection, you may be doing it through a form of prayer. A lot of us and others will do it through meditation. We are still making that spiritual connection. There is no difference between the two. Your method versus my method, the conclusion ends up being the same. There is the only one source. We try desperately to connect to it. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. This is where we are. I welcome everyone. I welcome all the new listeners and appreciate your effort that you take to find us. Were you guided? Were you told? Which is guide? How did you find us? And why is this so relevant to you? Do you still believe that this is a coincidence? There are no such things as coincidence. All that happens, happens for a reason. Some of it we don't understand. And that's going back again to me saying we don't know anyone else's purpose. Just our own. Just find it. Welcome everybody to the old time listeners, long time listeners, as well as your new listeners. I appreciate you being there. Welcome everyone. Welcome home. Welcome home. So today we're going to cover a couple of things. Well, we want to say thanks for, the powers that be, that they're slowly releasing us out into the public again. We've been on lockdown, that I've said for a few times, and I have been saying, and the doors are slowly opening up. They're saying that we're hitting our goals for vaccinations. We're hitting our goals for timeline and the amount of people that are being vaccinated. So it sounds like we're doing something very good and productive. So this is a great moment to let's appreciate all those who are contributing and doing their part as to how to let this pass as fast as it can. You may not want to do it, and you may be afraid, a little nervous, and you're probably concerned, but it is all what is going to happen. It's a matter of acceptance or when. If you're here, you might not want to do that, but what is your reason for holding out? vaccination is probably the most important topic among everybody. I don't know if we still have the sitting by the water coolers anymore or standing by the water coolers. Well, however you communicate with others, eventually the topic leads towards vaccination. So what part of that are you going to play? Where do you stand with that? For the rest of those who are participating and doing all that they can do to see this pass, awesome. Very awesome. So that's what I wanted to say about COVID. Yeah, the doors are slowly opening up and the restaurants and stuff soon, they keep telling us within weeks, should open. So right now we're sitting on the patio having Kool-Aid because, you know, that's what we do on patios here. And it's getting better for us. And hopefully this too shall pass soon. Today, we want to go into, I missed the part. It is happy. It is has been Canada Day a few days ago. And to all of those who appreciate that, respectfully, happy Canada's Day. We are 154 years old and it's our country. We're going through a little bit of turmoil right now, but it's our country. So for those who celebrated and is celebrating, happy Canada Day to everybody. Do you believe humans are here? Do you are here for eternity? I meant to say not here, we're here. Here for eternity. Do you also believe that we're the top shelf? We're the most important. We're the higher beings. We're the smartest and the best among those who are here, whatever is here now. Do you believe that? Do you believe we're the ones that were designed to be master of this planet as we live here? I feel we come here and we start even as a plant, as insignificant so it seems, as the blade of grass, and then evolve through many, many turns of reincarnation or start over or do over or rejuvenating, become who we are, the animals, and then become humans. And it's been said by some cultures, they believe that the next animal that's in order would be the cow or a snake. And I'm not sure which of those two take supersede, but that's how they believe it. We have nothing tangible to support that argument, but it is belief that the last stage of being an animal, a bug, a plant, whatever, is to become human. And they feel that the next step would be the cows. So we don't have the ability to disprove that. So what we do know, and scientists has proven, that we have evolved. We have evolved from somewhere to here, from something to this. Evolution exists. It's a scientific way of proving our form. And they were able to prove that evolution does exist. But what we want to tap into and talk about today would be, do you feel the existence of human beings on this planet is temporal? Meaning, do you feel that the existence of us being here is a cycle that the universe or the world, everything would go through? It's just a cycle. Now it's our turn. At some point, it was another creature people call dinosaurs. Before that, we don't know. And we've seen many different changes over the years. What I do know is we do have a lot of unexplained things. The eight wonders of the world. They're unexplained. And a lot of people will suggest that there were other living entities, if you want to say, that live here and occupy the space as much as we do, or as well as we do, or as effective as we do, even though at times it may seem somewhat destructive. Do you believe that we're on a cycle and there will be time, like there's a shelf life for our existence on this planet? We've had many other animals that were here and they're not anymore. And we've seen this through history. Are we, the human beings, on the same cycle? And there will be a time, again, when we don't walk this earth by the process of elimination or the end of that cycle. Either way, do you believe that it is possible that our existence here is temporal. Do we have any emails?
Yes,
there?
We have a couple. Pam wrote in, and all Pam says, "Happy Canada Day to all of you up there in Canada." Thank you very much, Pam. And it's your 4th of July. I'm assuming you're writing from the U.S., and that is the 4th of July today. So congratulations and happy 4th to you, Pam. Stan wrote in, and he says, "Hello to Barrington. I am a brand new listener from Burlington, Ontario. Two of my friends try to listen to you every week, and they turn me on to you." And that's from Stan. Thank you very much, Stan. And Rachel writes in and she says, "I'm on the fence about nothing is coincidence. You talked a little bit about it, but can you sell me on the idea and explain further?" And that's from Rachel. And back to you, Barrington.
Okay. Pam, thank you very much. Happy Canada Day to everybody. And thank you for that request. And putting that out there, again, we're going through our own little twist right now. It has been going on for quite a while. We don't want to talk about that because that's not our show, but we're experiencing or something's been revealed and we're dealing with it, or we're getting a better chance of dealing with it. So, but those who are celebrating Canada Day, happy Canada Day to everybody. And for those south of us across the pond, as Gary would say, happy 4th of July. Of course, like me, I knew nothing of it until I was just, I do know that you celebrate that day, but it didn't click in my mind that actually that is today. So happy 4th of July to everybody who that means a lot to. Thank you, Stan, new listener. Welcome. I hope you hear what you like, and I hope these will help you. Things will help you out, and you stay tuned every week as if you can, and check out the show. Thanks to your two friends who've put you onto the show. I really appreciate them listening to it, and I love the fact that it is growing and the message is getting out there, and hopefully more and more and more and more others will wake up. That's our intention of waking you up and letting you realize how awesome it could be once. It is now. I'm sure you're having the most fantastic life, but you step into something newer and you'll appreciate it. A glee forever because you are now waking up. So I used the word coincidence earlier, and Rachel says she's on the fence and believing that it is such or not, and wants me to explain a little bit more about coincidence, or try to convince her that maybe she needs to pick a side of the fence. So I'm going to attempt to see what we talk about coincidence. So when things happen, you know, we just say, oh, it's a coincidence. I met somebody, I saw someone at the mall that I haven't seen, it's a coincidence. Or, you know, some guy backed his car out on mine, oh, it's an accident. But, you know, just so happened that I was there at that moment. So that makes it a coincidence. Now, we don't understand the significance as to why, you know, somebody would back into a car, or a baby that lives for a few months and then passes away, or an accident that occurred with taking somebody's lives or changing the life forever by just something. And we don't understand why these coincidences occur, because we don't understand the situation clearly. We call it coincidence. I tend to think everybody you meet, every experience that you've had was destined. Therefore, it could not have been a coincidence because it was predetermined or pre-planned. The pre-planner might have been you, or from the spiritual world, you decide on what you're going to do, and these are the things that you will experience. Now, we talked a little bit a few weeks back about accidents. It happens if you walk under a tree and the branch falls and hits you in the head. It sucks to be you at that moment, but that was what we call an accident. The coincidence, I don't think the gods planned to let the branch fall on your face or your head. However, it might have been your turn to go home, and this is the method in which it happens. So, is it a coincidence, or what is the coincidence? If you had planned something, if you had something destined in your path and you go towards it unconsciously, it wasn't a coincidence. You put it in place. It was not a coincidence. You may have forgotten about that particular thing or these that turn or that move or not marrying this one. You may have forgotten about that. However, we are where we are because we're being guided by ourselves. Is it a coincidence that you meet somebody who just revolutionized or make your life so much easier or harder? Well, it can't be a coincidence. Because that was predetermined, that was pre-planned. We don't know the purpose because it's their doing. We don't know that we've made an arrangement with our higher selves, our spirituality, our guides, our other souls that travels with us to make sure this is my path. I do know we have a path, but if something happens, you will say it's a coincidence. Well, next time you're in this one situation, you feel you want to say it's a coincidence, look at all the possibilities as to why that could have occurred. Look at all the possibilities. A friend of mine a while ago wanted to write a book and he was talking about it for years and he just procrastinated, put it off and put it off and put it off. And he was doing something one day and he cut his hand and he had to stay home from work and he put on the bandages and wait for the hand to heal. And while he was doing that, he actually wrote his book. So we can say the cutting of the hand might have been an accident, but the destination or the plan to be was to get that book done. Obviously, it's by any means necessary. So if you've been laid off or let go or divorced from or any of the above things, you try to look at it in a broader perspective to see how, what impact does this have on my life? Look at it and don't blame it on anything because there's always two sides or three or eight to that story that's being told. Just because we're not understanding it, it doesn't necessarily mean the story is not being told. I hope that answered your question, Rachel. I would love to say a lot more about it, but I hope that you're no longer on the fence and I'm not sure which side you've gone on, but if it is happening, it's not a coincidence. Thank you very much for that. So we're talking about our existence on the planet. Are we the constant? Are we the constant? Are we supposed to be here for the rest of our lives? Because it has been proven our existence or humans' existence. Are we supposed to be here? Are we the constant? Because we weren't at one point. We've missed segments of humans not being here. And we're seeing other things of that we can't explain how it was done. Maybe we just don't understand it, or maybe there were other entities that lived here and their cycle has ended. We know the planet is the constant. The planet is the table that's in your dining room. But the food on the table always changes. Same thing. We are the table, where the food. So the planet being the table, the constant, is it designed to constantly change? And this is just our turn. We're just up to bat right now. And as you well know, you're going to strike out many times and strike out, but eventually if you stay consistent and you work hard at it, you will get that home run or that grand slam. If you understand baseball, are we the constant? This is the questions that we ask ourselves. Are we on a cycle? Well, I think one of the easiest methods to find that out, if it is even possible to find out, is get as connected as you possibly can to your spiritual guides. Learn how to have them be a constant in your life. They are a constant, we're just unaware of it. Learn how to be aware of their existence. The spiritual guide, the higher self, the soul, the group of people you follow with. The constant would be us trying to figure out our path, our existence. And I've said the word many times, the constants. But we're saying, are we the top shelf? And is this it for us? Are we here for eternity? You're listening to Barrington on Barrington Reality Show. Reality Radio, my bad. 101.com. Thank you for tuning in. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon. You're joining us and hearing we talk about spirituality and philosophy is what we talk about all the time. And we just try to open up and let you wake up and realize who you are. Wake up and understand the great entity or power or force that you are and how privileged it is for you to exist with the ability to do all these fantastic things. Try to imagine not being able to do the physical things once you've left this world, left the body, which doesn't belong to you. You lay it down and move on. When you get back to the spiritual side, you will appreciate how blessed or how privileged or how well chosen you were to have this opportunity to live this life, this existence. Don't waste it. Make the best of it. Live to your maximum. First, learn what the maximum is. Awaken Ascension Guide. It's aligning you to your true purpose. You could pick that up. It's a book. It talks about pretty much of what the show is all about all the time. It's available to you on Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. It's a guide that's going to help you take you to that place that you so desperately want to find where you can get all the answers. All the answers. You could check us out on the website, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. A lot of information there. Every show that we've done is listed there, well, usually a week or so after the show, and all of them are there. They're labeled. And then you can find out exactly what journey, what path, what road you want to take. This show will be labeled Shelf Life, as we're talking about. Do we have a shelf life? Have we got anything else?
And let's see what we have here. Adam writes in and he says, I have a question about your book. Two questions. I like the logo on the back where it says He Am I. Can you explain how you came up with that logo and what it means? And also, Adam writes in here and he says, on the front of the book, I see a pair of hands. Are those yours? And that's back to you.
Okay. All right, then. Adam, so, yeah, you wanted to know about the book. And, those are my hands. And the face of the book. And at the back, I think your bigger question was, our other question was the logo, He Am I. Okay, He Am I was a message that was given to me many years ago. And I've said this briefly in other shows that through meditation, I met some other living entity that couldn't tell me their age or where they were. They're just saying there is no time, so we don't know how to measure age. So He Am I was him reminding me that I am him and he is me. He Am I means I am you and you are me. He Am I. This is what it means. The logo, it's a world of one people. And it shows a united world. Now, I can't explain that logo simply. I made it. I created it. I had a little bit of help. But the funny thing is, everybody who's looked at it have their own version of what it means. And I think that's remarkable because I've never had two people explain it the same way. And it's remarkable because I tend to think we all see things differently. And we see things and explain them based on our experiences. But for everyone who's ever looked at that He Am I logo that's on the back of the book, they have a different explanation. So now as a challenge, I say to everybody, well, tell me what you see when you look at it. So I've had it for many years. I'm going maybe about 15 years ago, I got this given to me. And I created that logo, and at the top of it, it says H-E-A-M-I. On the bottom, it says H-E-A-M-I, and it says a world of one people. If you could go on the website, it's available there. If you have the book, obviously, you could see it there. But it's a world of one people, and it was made, like I said, it was created or given to me many years ago. I actually have my driver's license plate saying the same thing. So I don't know if it's good that I said that, but anyway, and He Am I now has become a part of my existence, and my company as well carries that same logo, And HMI is, and everywhere you look on the internet or on any of the YouTube videos that we have out there, that logo is somewhere in the back. And as I'm talking to you, there's a big banner of this hanging behind my back at the office. So that I made up on my own. And I will just ask you to tell me what you see, because everybody has their own view, their own something. Everybody has their own thing to say. So this is it. Thank you very much for that. And that's an amazing question. And no one's ever asked me that, like, on the radio. And I have never had to sit down and try to explain it that way. However, it is explained. I hope you understand it. It's clear with you. And yeah, tell me what you see when you look at it, because it's always different. And I noticed the huge difference between a younger person and an older person. More somebody who's more spiritually grown has a totally different explanation as to what that represents. And younger people who haven't really tapped into their spirituality yet, most, they have a different explanation as well. So it's interesting when people ask me about it, I ask them that same question. I hope that explained everything for you, Adam. And thank you very much. We talked about the table being the constant, and we talked about the food on the table being the changeable parts. And the constant will always be the constant, like the gold. The gold, you could use that little piece of gold to make a ring or a hand bracelet of some sort, or a tooth if you want to, a chain or anything. But the gold itself did not change. The form or the shape of it changed. It is still the constant. So the planet being the gold or the constant, are we interchangeable? Do we leave from time to time, or another group, another source, dinosaurs or aliens or something else comes to occupy the space? We say all that because, again, I said earlier that we can't explain everything that exists here. But through our scientists, we can see that, okay, there was the dinosaur here. They said we missed them by 60 million years. Give or take a few. And, you know, so we didn't exist at the same time. Something has changed and everybody has a theory. The Big Bang, the fallen rock, starvation, whatever. Humans have gone through many of those things and we learned to survive. I was actually having this conversation with someone that says when things got really bad, we started eating each other. That sounds nasty and gross. However, we did survive. So we try to survive, and we are always evolving based on our own evolution, and we're trying to exist because that's our thing to do, is to exist. But do you feel all of that will be irrelevant at some point? At some point, do you feel that all the trials and all the changes and want to adapt or the evolution, do you feel at some point that time will just expire? The cycle is now finished. We understand the planet itself goes through many, many different changes, a new cycle. Some say it's governed by Pisces, the fish, and others says it's Aquarius. Apparently Aquarius changed over and took charge back in November 2012. And we've been being governed by a different source. We are being governed now than a source that we had before. That's what I'm trying to say. So everything will have to change. Because if we were turning left and the car was going in that direction and all of a sudden somebody else took over and turned right, our lives is going to go into a different direction. I hope you understand my analogy. And that started happening in November of 2012 when the change began. And apparently Aquarius, who some are stating that will be in charge for the next 46,000 years. Our planet, we are changing. We are changing like crazy. And we have a lot of people on the planet now. We had a question a couple of weeks ago about why are there so many people? And I will answer it again. We are at a point of climax. We're at a point of, let's say, the graduation. We're at the point of the change, to see the changes of the guards. The world is changing, has changed. We've had visitors here, other entities, other people, that is called the... can't remember their names right now, but they've come here to help us and teach us how to live. Indigo children. There you go. They are part of the existing world right now. The experts are saying, or some are saying, maybe from the early 60s, we've been here doing all of that and trying to make the change. The thought was it to become one love, one planet, one world. And just this week, I got into the conversation with others and saying how amazing it's been since we've had COVID. Now, before you throw things at me, it has taught us how to communicate, reunite, contact, sit back, take a good look at who we are, make friends. We, at the same time, for the first time in the existence of this planet, had the same virus disease where it impacted the whole world at the same time. This is the first in our existence. All of it happened at the same time. So what happened at this moment, or what's happening right now, we're all on the same page. We're working in the same team. We're all pushing in the same direction. And of course, that is to get the world back to its order and open the doors and let us communicate and travel and fly around the world like we always were able to, or recently anyway. But we're doing it collectively. Much like when they built the pyramids, it was done collectively. If you weren't the master mason, you were the guy who was making lunch or repairing the shoes, but you're working for the same source. We have learned, or we have come to a place right now where, yeah, as bad as COVID was for a lot of people, and I'm not making light of those who didn't survive, but it served a purpose in guiding and putting us together closer to others. We've seen a lot of ugliness has come to the world in the last couple of years, I guess, and it's being exposed. And now we're taking a good look at what society is all about, what our existence is all about, how the entire planet functions. And we're seeing that, and we're able to make a better judgment call, or able to do things maybe a little different, because we're waking up. We're waking up, and you're learning through the internet, or just being home, slowing down, taking some time to relax. Because prior to this, we went to school, got out around teenage years, and then you went on to post-secondary. And then from then, life just goes like really fast. And there was never a time to sit back and reflect and look and experience. We just fell into a groove. I don't know who did that. We fell into a groove and we continued in that same track. You jump on the trains in the east of your country and you just stay on it until you get off at the west, and that's the end of your time. But we have, because of what we've experienced in the last few months, couple of years, we've realized that we could sit back, learn more about ourselves, learn more about our culture, learn more about the connectivity, the unity, the oneness of everybody that lives on the planet. So I'm not celebrating the fact that COVID was great. I'm simply saying it has brought a change and the world is changing. So to explain as to why there are so many bodies on the planet now, that is a simple one. Because this is what we call the graduation, the finale, the be-all, the end-all. And it's not saying it's going to implode and we're all going to die. I'm simply saying the change is happening and we're being governed by another source or another direction, if you want to call it that way, and to live among ourselves, unified as one. If it sounds real scary to you, you're afraid of something. Because you can't imagine what life would be where everybody is your brother. And you treat them accordingly, or your sister, and hope that you God that you get along with them. But you treat them accordingly, or your family, the people that live across the street. If you could imagine that world, and like I said earlier about the world of one people on the logo of the book, it does exist, but it's within the change of your mind and your hearts. We've had the opportunity to reflect on that. That change is going to happen. Most of us don't want change. Most of us don't like change and not willing to accept change. But it's still going to happen. So you get to pick, do you stand with it or do you sit down and mope about it? It is going to happen. And it's hard. And the reason we feel this resistance, the reluctant, being reluctant to step into it, is because of fear. We are afraid because we like what we have and we want it the way we want it, even though it may be uncomfortable. If somebody offers to take out that pebble out of your shoe that you've been walking around with forever, you probably hesitate. It's been there for so long, you kind of got used to it and adjusted your life according to it. But I assure you, if you remove it within time, you go to a place where you're having more fun. And I say all that to say this, if you are changing, if you are part of the world that must change and is changing, you have to make that decision to change because you're going with the flow. There's no need for you to try to swim upstream. You've never seen a river running up the hill. The flow is for it to go from the top to the bottom or however direction it's going, but it's going south and you have to go with the flow. I don't know that you have much of a choice. I don't know that you have much of a choice because you either do it or you get run over by it. And you box yourself into a place where you're not having the most fun. That's what we're saying. Change is inevitable and it's here. The world has done an amazing job. And if you talk to a lot of the experts, you see how much it's recovered on its own because we're not flying as many airplanes or we're not doing as much, let's say, work that was damaging the planet. And even where I live, I could see the animals are getting closer. They're a little bit more daring and they're getting closer. So we've been doing an amazing thing in allowing the planet to repair itself. Or is the planet just doing that because it's inevitable? I've always said that when things get dirty, I think nature comes out with a giant broom and just cleans it up. So what if this is our cleanup? What if this is our cleanup? Change is happening. And you have no choice but to be a part of it. I'm sorry to say that. We don't have a ticket off this planet. A lot choose their own path and how to get off. And that also happened around November of that same year. People just saying, I can't deal with this. But a lot of people are coming right now because they want to see this great graduation, this grand finale, the point of change. How is Aquarius's rule going to be different than the Pisces, if you believe in that system? Change is coming. So thank you very much. Thank you for being a part of our show. We talk about our book. We talk about the email, the website. And again, the book is Awaken Ascension Guide, Align Yourself to Your True Purpose by Barrington. Check it out. Amazon.ca, Amazon.com. And also a lot of the information does exist on our webpage, HEAMI, Barrington, Awaken.com. Thank you for tuning in and thank you for giving us a part of your Sunday. You are here. And again, it's not a coincidence. Have we got anything else?
Yes, we have, one email. But before we do that, folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show right here on Reality Radio 101. We have about 15 minutes left in the show. If you'd like to get on board with a question or a comment to Barrington, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. And Laura wrote in and she says, looking at the logo of your book, I see a couple of things. I see Christ or God with open arms welcoming everyone to his kingdom. And that's from Laura. And let's see. Frida writes in and says, hello from Ottawa, Ontario. Happy Canada Day. And to our American friends, happy 4th of July Independence Day. That's from Frida. And back to you.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Frida. And again, happy Canada Day to those who are celebrating and happy July 4th weekend, Independence Day, I think it's called. That's for today, and ours was 4 days ago on the 1st. And I said earlier that we're officially 154 years as one nation. And we could go into the prime minister and all that stuff, but it's not necessary. Thank you for calling. Okay, so again, here's that explanation from Laura about what she sees when she sees the open arms and Jesus and the reaching out to unity. That tells me, and this is probably judgment, and I'm not trying to say that. It says that you're a Christian believer and you follow the Christian religion because of how you've explained it. But it's interesting. Like I said, everybody has a different... Thank you very much for that. And I hope I'm not offending you by suggesting that the answer, what you've given me, sounds like that's the background that you follow or the path that you may know of the best. How's that? And the explanation, like I said earlier, is always going to be different from everyone else. But I appreciate you sending that in. Again, I could tell you, I don't want to tell you what my interpretation of it was, but it took me a few days to build it, and I had it made, I took care of it, and now I own it. So the thing is, again, when I do hear others who have seen it, who are looking at it, they have a very, very, very different explanation. He am I. And it just means I am you. You are me. Think simple. But thank you. I appreciate that. I'm having a good laugh because it's been a while since I've actually had a conversation with anyone about it. And the answer is, like I said, I've never had two people tell me the same thing in all the years we've talked about it. So it's interesting. Or at least I don't remember two people saying the identical things. But, you know, everyone says it looks like outstretched arms. But, okay. Everybody has that as a constant, but I don't know. I have no idea. Thank you for that. Thank you very much for that about the EMI logo. Now look at it when you have a minute. Let me know what you think. We've talked about the planet and we talked about the consistency and all the other things that we're part of. I want to talk about, okay, of course, the path towards all of this and understanding how this works is to connect and be connected to your spiritual guide. I talked about it earlier and saying that there isn't much of a difference in those who choose to meditate versus those who are praying or just asking simple questions, and there's different methods of prayer. So I don't know that the meditating is not the same thing. We are still spiritually trying to connect to a higher realm, a higher source, a higher part of us. Your method versus my method, I think we just get it done the same way. You may call that entity that you're talking to or that you communicate with people label it the God, the Allah, the Buddha, the Krishna, all of these things. It's a label. But if you are definitely heading towards the same ocean, it doesn't matter which direction you're coming from. You will end up there. Or how long is your journey, you will end up there. The journey is determined, I guess, by how quick you need to be there. But if you're coming from halfway around the world and you're going to travel through a river, you're going to end up in the ocean. That is the constant. We all end up in the same place by our actions. Now, you may ask me, what about those evil people? Well, you can also go further and say, what about those sick people? And who's to say they're different? The journey starts at one end and it ends up at the other, and it doesn't matter which route or which river you're a part of. You know you're at the part of the great wave and you're destined to get back there. That is what you're trying to do. Anyway, I said enough about that, and thank you very much for listening. But we want to talk about getting into good health and taking care of yourself. Protect the entity that you are. Know how important or how valuable you are, but you have to take care of your health. We've said this a few times. We've talked about it a few times. That is your greatest asset. It's not the house, the new car, or the fancy shoes or dress that you may be wearing. It's the body that carries all of that, that needs all of that, that requires all of that, because without that, those things won't matter to you. They won't matter to you at all. So while you're here in the physical realm, you take care of the vehicle that gets you around. Rest it properly, and I've said this many times. Clean it, of course, you got to do that. Eat properly. Eat the food. Eat the proper food. Let the food be thy medicine, and then medicine be the food. And if you find the right food for who you are, a lot of the medication and a lot of the bills and a lot of things that you're paying will not be necessary. Whatever situation you're in can be reversed. It does take some time or some understanding. And it probably won't happen overnight because you've been doing it for a very long time. You have to try to remove those grains of sand one at a time. But you do know that it will end. If you know for sure that there's a needle in that haystack, you'll go at it aggressively until you get to it because you know it's there. So the great health or the good health or the best health is there. So there's your opportunity to step out and seek and find and figure it out. We've talked about it a few weeks in a row, and it's important to say, take care of your health, take care of yourself, live well. And by the way, a part of taking care of the health is also to have a good mind, because that's an important part of taking care of your health, is to have a good mind towards things in a positive manner. We only exist in a negative or a positive manner, and it's important that you stay on the positive side. Because if you think it's good and it's making you do well and you're not hurting nobody, then it's probably good and good for you. If you're planning to carry the negative parts and you always see the glass as half empty, then you might want to change it. You might want to change it and always realize that your glass is half full. Better will come. You change your mind towards good, it walks towards good. If you're doing the opposite direction, it's also doing the same thing in the opposite direction. Put that good thought in front of you. I wanted to talk about that today. And I wanted to remind you to take good care of yourself. And if you're having struggles, and people have said this to me many times, it's a matter of you readjusting and taking on a new occupation that's going to benefit you in the best way possible. You may have to put in some work, learn what is required to do what it is that you set out to do. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in mastering the physicality of your body, but it has a lot to do with you being at your best. Wake up, open your eyes, and see how wonderful things can be. But you have to have that perfect vehicle to take this long journey. The old jalopy that's been sitting in the back there, it has a hole in the floor and rust, two-tone, rust and something else, probably won't get you there. This is me speculating, it may, but I'm just saying that you'll have a better chance in doing it in something that's a little bit more prestige and well-maintained and taken care of. Yeah, those two could break down, but not as easy as that old car that I just talked about. So let's go our journey in the best vehicle that is possible. Let's go about the journey in the best vehicle that is possible. And that is you getting to your best health. Figure it out. It's a job. Learn how to do it. You're doing something in life. You've taught yourself how to do many things in life, many things in life. This might be the next step to that realization, that you could teach yourself how to do that, how to live that best life, how to have the best self. And yeah, there's going to be some sacrifices, and you might not want to spend as much time on the couch. And as I say that, I want to tell you that it's not always about the exercise. Exercise is amazing, keeps things where they are. But the minute you stop doing it, then you'll go back to whatever you were doing before. So you'll need to incorporate the two and realize that the exercise part is less than 20% of your well-being and the existence. You need it, but it's not the most important part. The most important part is the food, what you put into that body. You have that beautiful car that's running. You're not going to throw Kool-Aid into the tank. I hope you don't. So you got to put the right food into your body. And this is why it is so important. Learn what it is. It'll take a long time. It'll adjust a couple of things in your lives. You may have to lose some other influences, but it might not be for the negative, for the negative. It might be for the positive. You may want to change your position, but if you take on this job to take care of you and make you the most important person, thing that exists, when you spend time on you, if others aren't willing to follow or come along, you'll find a new group. They weren't supposed to be there anyway. They might have been the one who was nailing the anchor or throwing the anchor overboard to take you in. This is why we talk so much about good company. Good company is important. Good company. And it's by your conscience, your idea, that you determine the good company. Don't let somebody tell you this is great company. Nope. It's how you feel and how it makes you feel. But you can also look ahead and see how this is going to end. So you might want to step away from that, learn who you are, become an island that stands alone within yourself, be strong, know that everybody that you encounter in your existence is your family. Pay attention to what they're teaching you. Everybody that you meet, pay attention to what they're teaching you and get the lesson. Should you stay or should you go? Move on or get more? You're not stuck. You're never stuck. It may seem as if sometime you're feeling stuck. But it's a matter of sitting down, reflecting on what you need, see it in the mind's eye, and you will accomplish that goal. Because as you reach out, I said this last week, as you reach out to reach that goal, it's reaching back to meet you a part of the way. And as aggressively as you go towards it, it's coming to you at the same force. Protect you. Take care of your entity. Take care of yourself. Be kind to everybody. And you also need to protect the mind. If it is wrong, stop doing it. You may need to learn how to stop doing it. If it's not true, don't say it. You may have to learn how to say or not say. And if it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. Because the more you take, the less you're going to have. The more you take, the harder the journey forward will become. You're losing a lot of your own entity, your own identity. Who makes you? What makes you you? So if it's not true, don't say it. If it's not yours, don't take it. If you're doing it and it's wrong, yeah, stop doing it. Now, all of that will take some time. You're not going to wake up tomorrow. I don't believe you're going to wake up tomorrow and goes, yes, I'm renewed. I'm good. I don't know that. But if you practice it, much as you did walking, where you crawl and then you creep and then you stood up and break everything and then you start walking. And then after that, you learn how to run and other things that follows. So the journey towards that spiritual guide and the connection is to adjust the mind or the director or the pilot. And you may need to figure out what is it that the pilot needs for this ship to sail the way you want it to sail. That may take some time. That will take some time. Learn who you are. Connect to the spiritual existence. You will find there's a lot of people out there who are doing the very same thing that you're doing. If we're on a journey, from one point to the next point, we're all doing the same journey. Yours may go around the corner, off the cliff, over the edge, whatever, but the destination becomes the same. It's the consistency. And if you've thrown these tennis balls at the top of the river in a bucket and you run or swim or fly down to the other end of the river, wait long enough, they will all show up together so that we travel together. The spiritual world is one giant ocean. Everything that exists here has come from there. Therefore, you're connected to it. You're a part of it. You're not any different than the next person. You may choose to eat this food or not eat that food or don't, you know, swim or whatever your talent may be or whatever you choose to do, but you are coming from the same source by the same method. And that's why you're here. Take care of yourself. Take care of your body. Take care of everything that makes you you. Stop being hard on yourself and step out of the way and discouraging yourself and beating yourself down before you go for this run. It's very pointless for me to say you chop off your foot before you plan to go jog. And I also say that to our parents. Don't do that to the children. Injuring them before they start their journey by ideas and thoughts and influences and how it should be. You don't know that. You are comparing this new entity, this new life with yours. I'm not saying you let your kids run out there and play in the middle of the street. That's not what I'm saying. I'm simply saying we don't know their path and we try to choose it for them. And often we're sending them off into the wrong direction. If they're not doing what you want them to do, should you have a plan for them? Everybody has their own source. So thank you very much for being a part of our show today. We're coming to the end. We think we have about a minute left. Thank you very much, everybody, for guiding. Enjoy the blessed day that was given to you. You have the ability to experience life. You're alive. You're good. You're having a fun time. Everybody's healthy. And if not, could work themselves toward being healthy. Learn to live and love. And love everybody. And when you know you're loving everybody, you definitely love yourself, because that's where it begins. Build you. Start with you. Thank you for joining us. We will talk again next week. Enjoy the week.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.